audience.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Time now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. Here's your host, Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
And Jarmin Layton.
And Jarma.
Good morning, Duval. Welcome to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. This wonderful Saturday morning. I'm Jarmin, your co-host in the studio with Dr. Danforth this morning of the Jacksonville Urban League, and I'm the president of First Thursday Jacksonville. And joining us on the line is Larry Williams, who is traveling. Good morning, Doc.
Misty morning. Where is Larry?
You used to be a game, right?
Yes.
Like, where's Waldo?
Where's Waldo?
I'm here. Happy Saturday.
You're here where? We want to know where is Larry?
No. You don't want to know where I am. Just understand that it's cold.
You're in Chicago, right? We're close. Okay.
Yes.
Well,
happy Saturday, everybody, and welcome to the Empowerment Hour. It's cold where I am, but it sounds like it's heating up in Florida.
Heating up is an understatement.
It's actually going to be kind of cool today.
We had some rain last night, and it's chilly out, overcast, but still a beautiful day in Jacksonville, in Duval.
Yeah. Well, look, the weather might be cooling off, but the elections aren't. So we got a lot to talk about this morning on the aftermath of election 2018. And as I speak, I see that there's still three statewide races that haven't been decided yet and likely face a recount. And I guess some of the candidates have filed lawsuits and everything else about the fact that they didn't win outright on Tuesday, and some are saying that they won, even though the count isn't confirmed yet, and they're still within the 0.50% of an automatic recount. What's going on, guys?
Well, do you really want us to start talking about the election? There's quite a bit going on. Why don't I do this? As usual, on Saturday morning, I talk about the homicide tracker.
Well, we can talk about the elections and then the homicide track.
Well, it's all the same. No, it's not all the same. But
people probably want to hear.
Well, unfortunately, we're up to approximately 90 murders in Jacksonville. And I see in the paper this morning, if you recall the shooting down near the stadium a few weeks ago, I noticed that a 76-year-old victim of that shooting passed this week. Okay, so we have to add him then to the murder rate. But speaking of that, we're waiting on the city council president and the mayor and the sheriff and the state attorney to select the individuals that will serve on the special crime task force the community has been pleading with city officials to do something about the crime situation and to do more in the area of crime prevention. So that should be forthcoming shortly, and then that task force can get about the business of looking at what's going on and making recommendations. Not only making recommendations, but we need to do some things differently, continue to do what you're doing, but we need to embrace some new modalities, some new ways to get the job done. So we will await that information going forward. This is Veterans Weekend, Larry.
Yes.
And, of course, it's Veterans Weekend.
Veterans Day is on Sunday.
Veterans Day is tomorrow, and then, of course, we will have a holiday on Monday.
Yes.
And I bring it up for several reasons. My dad served in the Navy, and Jarman's father.
Yes, my dad served in the Army.
And he was in Vietnam.
Yes, and he went to Vietnam.
And, of course, I spent 22 long months in the Army. And 12 of those months in Vietnam. So
did you come out with all of those awards? I know my dad had a Purple Heart, and he was just like...
No, a Purple Heart if you get shot. I didn't get shot. No,
you didn't get shot.
I didn't have any awards when I came out. I didn't want any. I wanted a ticket home.
Okay.
And I got that, and I'm very thankful. However, there are some veterans in our community that are still suffering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from the effects of Vietnam, and I'm talking about the PTSD. And
absolutely.
I noticed this past week, the gunman out in California, you know, was former Marine, and he obviously had PTSD, and he just could not get the help that he really needed. And of course, every Marine is a sharpshooter. They know how to fire that weapon in very close quarters. So I can't imagine, but it's just unfortunate that we continue to see the carnage and the use of these high-powered weapons that we can't seem to do anything about. Every month, every week, it's something related to the gun. So I guess it's something we're going to have to live with. No. But moving right along, I mentioned Veterans Day. Tomorrow, let me back up a little. Tomorrow is what, November 11th?
Yes.
Okay, so tomorrow is my wife's birthday. So I sent a shout out to her. But it's also former Congresswoman Corrine Brown's birthday on tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And so my wife and I are going to travel down to the prison to spend some time with her.
Okay,
so that should be really nice. It's just really interesting that she made it to prison so fast. We've got all these people indicted in Washington, and nobody seems to be going to prison. Okay, so I'll let Larry respond to that.
Hey, I have no response. But it's interesting, Doc, some of the stuff you just brought up, and especially about the committee that is being formed by the sheriff, the mayor, and the who was that, the other person that's on that selection, who's going to make those selections?
Oh, President Boardman, Aaron Boardman, and Melissa Nelson, all of them, they had a press conference, and of course, we had to fill out paperwork. You had to apply to the city in order to become a member of that task force.
Mm-hmm. So, will this task force have any? Will this task force have any say so in this deal, or is it just a recommendation that they're going to provide to the city?
Well, both. I'm hoping. I'm certain that recommendations will come forward, but that's not the case. The case has always been the implementation of recommendations, and we find that oftentimes we spend a lot of time developing new strategies and recommendations, but they're put on a shelf, and you never hear from them again until more tragedy takes place. Then we run out, and
that's my question, Doc. Will this task force have any more effect than the previous ones that have existed?
Well, I think that if we have an open mind, if we keep an open mind about new ways to do what we're doing that may be more effective than I can't say that because we have hired more police officers. We got the shot spotter, and we've, the sheriff, he's put pulling together new strategies and bringing experts from out of the city into Jacksonville.
And then there's just been a bigger risk
to
as
fix
well.
Whatever is going on. I mean, surprisingly, I don't understand why we have to always go somewhere else to bring a consultant in to show us how to do what it is that we need to do. I mean, that's just, I don't understand that. We have the talent right here in Jacksonville to solve our own problems if the opportunity is presented.
Absolutely. Yeah, and if
apparently the powers that be don't agree with you, Doc. And I can tell you this from experience over many cities that I've been in recently, that is the case, that normally that they bring in outside folks. It's not a Jacksonville thing, so don't get it twisted. It's not just Jacksonville. It's all over. And chances are sometimes you need fresh eyes on a situation. So it's not a negative. It's sometimes it can be a positive.
Well, we want to just remind the listeners that it is Veterans Day weekend, and if you want to call in at 296-2251 to give a shout-out to a loved one, a veteran, who you want to honor this weekend, you can call in again at 296-2251. And later on in the show, we're going to share some of those free meals and discounts for military it's going to take place on tomorrow. There are several that are listed, so we're going to talk about that
on the show. Do you have the schedule? I know the parade is taking place on Monday morning.
I don't know the schedule, don't know what time that starts, but the parade is on Monday morning. We can
let me send a shout out to Halle Bay Williams and the other Vietnam veterans. We had a meeting on Thursday evening over at the Urban League, and we sat around and talked about some of our stories and some of the guys we were with and how we miss them. And, you know, many of us, many of our veterans have passed on, you know. And let's take it serious. A lot of people sacrifice for what we enjoy today, the right to vote. It doesn't mean that your vote will count, Larry, you know, but...
Well, we're going to get into a little bit more... into the next segment. So we're going to take a music break. Again, you can call in at 296-2251 in our next segment. We'll be back.
Give me a mountain and I promise to move it. Show me a valley, I'll walk right through it. I ain't worried. Jump right over like a game of limbo. I get down low. I ain't worried. Cause worrying only makes you feel you can't win. And when you're feeling down, remember you can. Show you a fight, cause I ain't worried, yeah. If I'm in trouble, you get me in order. Push me out the boat and I'll walk on water. I ain't worried, no, 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 no. Cause worrying only makes you feel you can't win. Cause when you're feeling
down.
Right. Welcome back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. We definitely must pray and not worry and trust God and give it all to Him because He can handle it. All right. So we are back, and we were talking about Veterans Day. And Dr. Danforth, you mentioned that veterans fought so much and fought so hard for us to have the rights and the freedoms that we do have. And we do have a caller on the line that wants to give a shout out to her family. So good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
All right.
Yes. I'm calling because my family, which is the Danforth family, has a rich heritage of serving this great country. First of all, I want to give praise to my father, Richard Danforth Sr., who has gone on to be with the Lord. He was a meritorious person in the U.S. Navy, followed by my brother, distinguished Dr. Richard Danforth. We appreciate his service. All of us, I remember when he went off to Vietnam. We all prayed for him. We sent letters to him. And we were so supportive and happy that he came home. Even though a lot of other family members may not have come home, we appreciate the service that he has given to the community and the country. But I also want to give a shout-out to my other family members. I have a nephew who completed his Army service and went to Afghanistan, and we didn't even know it. He was so private. Shout-out to you, Christian. Shout-out to my granddaughter who just served 3 years, my nephew, Brandon, my brother-in-law, Gene, who's a minister in Augusta, and any other family members that I may have forgotten. We love you, we appreciate your service, and we're so very proud of you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. And again, if you want to give a shout out to your family members, your loved ones, it's the number is 296-2251. Okay, Larry, so we want to talk about these elections. You know, we've had some of our forefathers fight for a right to vote, and we did have a great turnout for this election, but there's a lot of drama that's going on.
Did folk win that you voted for?
No, not all across the
well,
board.
They have we don't know if they won.
I don't know. seem like it.
A loss. Yeah. Well, there's only three that are still out there that haven't been.
Only decided. Three?
Yeah, and those are the ones that got in the most publicity about it. But, you know, some other things happened in the election. You know, they had the there's several amendments that passed. One that didn't pass was the increased homestead exemption that lost because it didn't reach the threshold of 60%. Yes, it was 58-41%, so it failed. The property tax assessment cap passed by 66% majority, and for many of us and that supported the voting restoration, it passed by a 64% majority. So that means that I think it's maybe almost a million voters will be placed back on the rolls and have opportunity to vote. Those folks that have, you know, had their rights taken away because they were in prison or, you know, on those lines. And then the amendment for supermajority votes on tax, state taxes and fees passed by 65%, the victim rights passed by 61%, and Doc, this one I'm sure that you were interested in was the dog racing.
Hey, Larry, interesting you said that. You know, I worked in Monticello at the dog track one summer. After I came out of the Army, I was in graduate school up in Tallahassee, and I did. So, yes, I'm familiar with the dogs. Here goes Rusty.
But that passed ending dog racing at 69%. So it's really a lot of things that we need to be aware of in addition to the, you know, the elections of the governor, the Senate, and the agriculture. I didn't even know that the agriculture commissioner's race was that important.
Oh, very important, because that's, if you recall, the one of our past candidates, Adam Putman, was in that position for a while. And, I mean, he had been groomed to become a governor. And, of course, he lost. in the primary, and that's with the DeSantis won. And so it's a very important position. Agriculture is still very, very important in the state of Florida, especially as you look at...
Absolutely.
Yeah, very, very important.
So, Larry, just for our listeners who may need to be a little more educated about what's going on with these election results and why there's a recount for these particular positions and, you know, ballots that were provisional and ballots that were dismissed. Because we do get, I get feedback from people, you know, with their concerns about voting. And some people say, well, this is why I don't vote, because it appears that it doesn't count. But it does count. So can we just explain a little bit about what?
Yeah, why don't we talk about Georgia, since we're in Florida? Talk about what's going on up there. I mean, you had.
Just explain this process, this is happening.
You had a candidate for governor in charge of the voting as Secretary of State, who claimed victory after the election, even though there's all of these ballots still had not been counted. I don't understand that. That's Georgia. I'm originally from Georgia, and I've heard it. But anyway, let's look at Florida now. Maybe, Larry, you can tell us what's going on. Down in Fort Lauderdale, what's wrong with
South Florida?
I mean, what's going on in South Florida? Goodness.
Well, I think it's, again, it's one of those deals, Doc and drama, where folks that are losing or who thought they should have won, and all of a sudden the votes start going against them, and then they cry foul.
So how do votes just get tossed out? You know, not necessarily shredded, but set to the side.
I heard the postman, you know, what was the name of that song? Mr. Postman.
No, that's not it. Come on.
That's what I heard.
The automatic trigger for recounts is less, you know, if the race is 0.5%, and under 5.5%, it triggers an automatic recount.
Okay, so when you say that means the numbers are just so close that there needs to be,
right.
That 0.5% means that the numbers between the candidates are so close that there needs to be a recount.
Correct. Okay. It's a state law that it is an automatic trigger. It's an automatic trigger. If it's less than 0.50% in all of these races, the three that we're talking about are less than that 0.50%. Some are even, most are under 0.4%.
Right.
I think right now the Senate race is like 7 or 8%. So, you know, I don't know what the big deal is. If you are winning and the transparency is there, which they claim docked down in South Florida, that is not in those counties. And then you mentioned, Jarman, about the votes that haven't been counted or were put away. I worked in elections. I volunteered in elections in the state of Washington for a number of years. And, you know, there are votes that come in that where the signatures are might not match or the ballot is torn. So they put those in a separate file. And if the election is close, then you go back and you do a recount. But you go and the canvassing folks that are there from both parties are looking at where those votes that are being put away. And then they go back and then they do a recount. And then they say, okay, if it's still close, we'll count those ballots and the provisional ballots. Not the deal that you're talking about down in South Florida, where they're talking about the votes that are still in the post office. You know, if you cast a ballot and it's not in elections supervisor of elections hands by Tuesday, then it's not counted. So I don't know whether those folks were hung up there at the post office or they just got in late.
You talking about hanging Chad? Is that you remember? We were here. Oh, I shouldn't mention hanging.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, look, Doc.
You're referring
to... Oh, man, I'm getting flashes or something. Is air on, Steve?
Larry, so I just wanted to just be clear that unless the counts are close, some votes are automatically set to the side. They're not even included unless there needs to be a recount.
Correct.
Okay. But what about... Gillum conceded too early, apparently.
So he can't, if it's a recount, he can't retract that?
Well, he has
That's not
he has Bush fine. Lawyer. He has Bush lawyer now, and of course, if you recall, Gore won, but Bush ended up winning.
Okay, so so even if the recount shows that he does win, it's too late.
I don't know.
That's not legally binding.
Okay,
to concede the race. He got poor, advice during the election. You don't ever concede until it's over.
Until the fat lady sings. Well, the skinny lady.
I know she was warming up in the corner over there, but she hadn't sang. but Gillum did. And again, when you have folks in your you have folks that are supposed to be in your corner and advising you, and they advise you like that. I mean, first thing I would do, they would be fired. And then we would move on.
Well, Larry, it was interesting. The governor came out so fast to call for an investigation. I guess.
Right.
I guess he didn't feel comfortable winning on the cloud. And I guess, is that a way to get off the hook by calling for an investigation with the FDLE? I don't know.
Well, it's strange that you mentioned that, Doug. The FDLE decided that they weren't going to do anything about it. They said this has to go through a process, and the process hasn't been completed.
But he did
get a court victory out of this deal. Like you said, it's trying to get a heads up on if he loses and want to have a runoff again or something. He wants to have it on the books that he was his. Those two counties down there mistreated him or the voters, and Jeff, why can't you just let the process play out and then complain?
Well, we're going to talk more about that, Larry, a little bit after we take another short break. And if you are listening and you would like to call in and chime in on the conversation, the number is 296-2251. Or if you want to give a shout out to your loved one because it is Veterans Day weekend, feel free to call in. Again, that's 296-2251. This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9, and we'll be back.
My heart's Lord, purify our hearts, Lord. Sanctify my heart, Lord. Sanctify my heart, Lord. Oh, Lord, we need you. We need to see. Your glory settle here. Y'all help me say, purify our hearts, Lord. It's real simple, church. Say, purify.
Purify our hearts.
Ask him to sanctify my heart.
Sanctify our hearts, Lord.
Sing, children. Say,
sanctify.
Oh Lord, we need you. You say it, come on.
Oh Lord, we need you.
Come on.
We need to see you.
We're desperate
for you.
Hey.
Now let your glory settle
here. Right here.
You
something is lifted. I feel God responding to our corporate cry. You say this, settle down. But you gotta say it out of your own mouth. Say it, say it.
Settle down. From your way around.
All right, welcome back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I am your co-host, Charmin Lightner, in the studio with Dr. Richard Danford. And joining us on the line is Larry Williams. And we have been talking about Veterans Day and the election results. And we just want to continue the conversation about the election and continue to open up the lines for people to call in at 296-2251 if they want to chime in on the conversation. Now, we talked about the ballots that are set to the side and that may be included if a recount is determined. And off air, we said at 12 noon today, we will know whether a recount is required. Is that correct?
Right, Larry?
That's as far as my knowledge is concerned, that's correct. And again, if it's less than 0.50 percentage points separating the candidates, then yes, they will automatically be recounted, machine recounted, and then they'll pull out the provisional ballots and hand count those ballots that may be in question. So it's a process, and we'll all have to eagerly await the results at noon, and then we'll move forward.
Larry, offline, we talked about the fact that we have different voting systems throughout the state. There apparently is no consistency. In other words, the system in Fort Lauderdale, Broward County, may be different from what we're using in Duval. Mm-hmm. And so why is it that there's no consistency? Why is it that all of the counties, everybody's got to have their own system of voting?
Well, it is a county, it's a county prerogative to have their voting systems, the way that they want. I think the state supervisor of elections, could have that more streamlined. But I think they like the organized chaos.
Organized chaos. So some counties
that's in place.
So some counties have more of an electronic system where the ballots are scanned, and
right.
You can physically show up to vote. But some counties you have to mail in the votes.
Well, I think you can. If there's a combination in Duval. Duval has one of the best systems in the state, as far as I'm concerned. As far as the transparency and the ability to, count their votes in a timely manner. But obviously down in South Florida, they haven't, upgraded their system since 2000. But the system, was working fine for Governor Scott as long as he was winning. So I don't want to go there, but that is that's a fact. I mean, he won two elections using this same system. All of a sudden, it's broken. But those different counties all have their systems set up, and they run them differently. And you would think that with all of the emotions and so forth riding on these elections, and the economics of it, that they would have made changes in their systems down in Broward and what's the other county down there that they're having challenges with? I know Broward is the main.
Palm Beach, maybe. Maybe
is it Miami-Dade?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, there you go.
Palm Beach. Well, that's Trump's county.
Yes.
You know, his home is in Palm Beach.
Exactly. But the point is that these same folks that are in charge now and the same systems have been in place since 2000, and all of a sudden they're not functional or transparent anymore. You know, I think it's just, you know, somebody's whining and wanting to not play fair.
Well, let's, I mean, we after 12 o'clock, we'll know what's going to happen. And then, of course, that process will continue. But why don't we talk some about what's going on in Washington, man? I tell you, with the firing of Sessions perhaps the selection of an interim and the tone of communications, you know, between our leader and news people. I mean, this is it's horrendous. I mean, I don't understand. This is almost a free fall where you can say or do whatever you want in such derogatory manners. I mean, what is happening to the civility in this country? I mean, you know, we've got folks shooting up everybody. They're going in the synagogue. They're going in the nightclubs. You know, they're going in the churches. Yes. And I mean, where are we headed as a country? I mean,
yeah, that's a good question.
Doctor, you know, we already know the answer to all those questions. And it all starts with the president. And, you know, folks want to try to push it off on something else. But, you know, he's creating this divisiveness in our country. And he continues to do it. And to blatantly, you know, call out and demean African-American female reporters who cover the White House in public is a shame.
You know, yeah, and I'm happy to see that Michelle Obama is reaching out. I mean, and at least saying, you know, her unappreciation of the tone and what's being said by females, women in this country. I don't understand how we as men won't stand up and say, hey, enough is enough. You can't talk about our women like this, okay? Mm-hmm. Come on now. I mean, this is just absolutely ridiculous.
Absolutely. But, you know, when in silence, we are in concert with them. And so I want to let my voice be known that I'm not in agreement with that. And I don't condone, you know, the negativity that's being spewed from, you know, our leadership in the White House. So. But one thing I want to move on to something else, and I will just give a shout out and to and condolences to the families that are experiencing the wildfires up in California. It's not only Southern California now; it's Northern California. Whole communities are being burned out. It's really not, we're talking about shootings and so forth, but these are natural disasters You know, thank God my family and my daughter and her family are safe down in Southern California. But many others have lost homes and lives. So, you know, we want to send our thoughts and prayers out to the folks down in California.
Is this biblical, Jama? I mean, you are expert. You are in the house expert on religious matters.
We should do talk the about the times, you know, getting become even more worse. So in people's hearts becoming colder. So yes, and we have to just be responsible for ourselves and our hearts and make sure that we're not, you know, just going along with the negativity, even though leadership may be the one that's spewing it out. So we have to just make sure that we're not falling into that, and we're not condoning the wrong, that we're standing up boldly for what is right and righteousness as we serve Christ.
And, you know, we were very silent in this country during the Holocaust.
Well, we're silent about a lot of things. We allow things to go on in our families and our communities, and we're hush-hush about it. And then when things kind of explode, you know, that's when we try to be reactive instead of preventative or proactive. So
now, what about the caravan coming to the border? And we have all our military down there. Speaking of Veterans Day, I mean, can you imagine our military down on the border, sitting around with all that armor, you know, rifles and tanks and helicopters waiting on these poor people who are marching. I can't imagine how many will finally get to the border. That's such a long walk.
Well, even when they make it to the border, what are they going to do? He said, isn't he?
They said they could shoot
them.
They said if they throw a stone or something, we could shoot them. I mean, is that right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
not.
I would refuse that order as a, you know, if I were in the military.
Well, I believe he's changing the policy too to even allow asylum. Isn't that correct, Larry? He's changing the policy.
Well, he issued another executive order saying that those folks will not be allowed to claim asylum in the United States. But that's something that would have to go. That'll definitely be challenged in court.
At the Supreme Court.
Well, it'll probably get to the Supreme Court, but it goes through the regional court systems first. So, but I think that any scholar or anyone that studies the Constitution knows that that's illegal, what he's trying to do. But, you know, what else is new? Everything that's just happened is illegal.
Well, I just want to say we have to, you know, to our listeners, our voters, we have to just remain encouraged. Like, do not become discouraged in what's going on, and allow your emotions and your feelings. Because I saw something on the news. There was a segment about how to cope with your emotions after the election. So, I mean, it's a lot of confusion and chaos going on, but we just have to stay grounded and focused on what God has for our purpose.
One thing that I encourage everyone to do, and it's not to panic. And as Doc just stated, this too shall pass. It may be difficult, and we're feeling a lot of emotions about what's going on. But at the end of the day, you know, let's just control what we can, and that's to get your butt out and vote.
Continue to vote.
That's
yes.
Fine. And don't ever think that your vote doesn't count. Look at these three elections now that are facing a likely recount. Your vote does count. Okay, so you know your vote might be the deciding vote on these percentages. You'll never know, but it won't be there if you haven't gotten out and voted, you know. And
yes.
I think we have one of the highest turnouts in the state of Florida ever. So wow. You know, we need to continue getting out to vote, and that doesn't, we didn't have the turnout that we expected in our urban areas though, so that's concerning again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
and we have to get out and vote, folks. Please vote when you have the opportunity to. That's the right that's has been fought, and people have died for that.
Yes, and it is, again, Veterans Day weekend, and you can call it at 296-2251 to give a shout-out. And we have our Entrepreneur Corner coming up in our next segment. And if you are a small business owner or have any events this weekend or this upcoming week, you can share those with our listeners as well. We'll be back. This is Praise 107.9, The Empowerment Hour.
The ultimate gospel experience. The new Praise 107.9. The new Praise 107.9.
Stay on my mind, live in me. Your song flow through my lips, your work move through my hands. Your thoughts stay on my mind, live in me. And you can have all of me, have all of me, have all of me, 'cause I'm yours, and I'm
All right. Yes, Lord, I am yours. And we are back on the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I am Jarmin Leitner, your co-host, along with Dr. Richard Danford and Larry Williams. And this is our Entrepreneur Corner, where small businesses can call in and share their products or services, or you can call in and share any events that are upcoming. And we also just want to remind you that it is Veterans Day weekend, and you can call in to give shout outs to your loved ones. And we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, gentlemen, Dr. Danford, and also Larry.
Yes. So, Michael, go ahead. Let us know what's going on over at the Landing.
Well, we're having an after sale regarding the Taste of the Holiday event. We got great sales on handbags, jewelry pieces. You just come in, mention the Taste of the Holidays, and you have a chance to win a shopping spree as well. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to thank Dr. Danford for the Taste of the Holiday. He mentioned that he had some of that nice gumbo. Mm-hmm.
So how was it, Dr. Danford? You said it was really good. Tell him.
We had a Taste of the Holidays over at the Regency Mall, you know, District 1. And, of course, let me tell you, you had some great vendors. And I tried to taste as much as I could. I ended up at the gumbo table and rice, and I tell
you, stayed there.
It smacked me up. It smacked me up against the face, and I told the guy, I say, I want some more of this. So I stopped by. He fixed me a batch of that stuff this week, and I had it over at the Urban League with staff and all. We had a great time. The guy at a Blue Diner over there on Norwood, if you get a chance, stop by. The soul food is really, really good, Michael.
Yeah, thank you. I think you guys had like a real close seat by the gumbo. So, Fang, I appreciate your wife attending. And I remember bringing her up to the microphone and she was telling people about voting. So thanks again for attending. All the vendors, they said they had a tremendous time. If you pick up the floor at the Star, they dedicated 2 pages to the Taste of the Holidays. And we did a photo op for you as well, Dr. Danford and your wife. So you guys are in the floor at the Star this weekend.
Oh, really?
All right.
Yeah. All right. Celebrities.
All right. Well. All right. Well. Thank you.
Hey,
so
I do
much,
anything
Michael.
For gumbo. And crab cake.
I thought it was salmon croquette and grits.
No, salmon croquettes. No.
Okay.
No,
yeah. You're giving
you
up on those.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Too.
Thank you. We should have asked Michael, is the Landing still open? I understand. Didn't pay their rent this month.
They're not paying. They're not paying. So I guess Tony Slamer say I'm not paying rent.
Uh-oh.
Okay. kick me out.
Okay. So we're gonna just share a little bit of what is free or discounted this weekend for veterans and
and their families,
duty military members. Applebee's is offering a free meal on Sunday. Some of those items are limited, not the full menu. BJ's restaurant, they have a free entree up to $12.95. So anything up to that amount is free. Bonefish Grill is giving a complimentary Bang Bang Shrimp appetizer.
Oh, man, I love those Bang Bang Shrimp. Ooh.
Okay.
Have you had them, Larry?
No, sir.
Okay, I'll take you out to the beach. Yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings, they have free small boneless or traditional wings and fries. It's a variety of places. Chicken Salad Chick, Chipotle has a buy one, get one free on Sunday. Denny's, Dunkin' Donuts. You know, we like donuts, but maybe not Dunkin' Donuts.
I like University Donuts.
Golden Corral has a free dinner buffet from 5 to 9. That's on Monday. And you have Little Caesars, Hooters, Olive Garden has a free entree.
Is this for active duty? What about us old veterans?
It's for veterans and active military.
Oh, okay.
Texas Roadhouse has free lunch on Sunday. And those are just a few that are listed, and Tawana Flats. So you can Google where you can go to some restaurants on Sunday and even Monday to get either a free or discounted meal for veterans and active military.
Okay.
So where are you going to go, Dr. Davis?
Actually, you mean on Monday?
On Sunday.
Oh, on Sunday I'm going down to the prison.
Okay, but
and then
you got to eat after you leave the prison.
But then on Monday we're flying up to D.C. Our son is playing at the Kennedy Center. with the 360 Knife band.
Oh, wow. Okay. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's an awesome experience. He sent us a picture. He has on the World War One Army uniform. I say don't get too comfortable in that
yeah,
uniform
exactly.
There. Hey, talk about the Marine Corps band. I said, yeah, okay.
So don't get too comfortable in it.
Yeah.
Okay, Larry, you doing anything special on Sunday?
Yes, going to church, but that's about it.
Oh.
All should be, you know, celebrating. And Dr. Danforth, thank you for your service. It's a great thing that, we have folks that do serve in the military and are here to talk about it. So thank you for your service. And thank you to all the veterans and those that are currently serving, in our military . You know, it's a thankless job, but somebody has to do it. So we want to make sure that everybody, you know, is celebrated. And Doc, thank you for hosting the Vietnam veterans. I think that's one of your deals that you've been doing for years and years. So that's a good tribute.
Thank you.
And yes, Dr. Danforth, just thank you for just being, you know, active. You know, you continue to just stay active in the community. And I mean, some veterans.
I know what you're saying.
You know,
you're saying I'm still in my right mind, right?
And sometimes. you still continue to keep yourself busy and productive so that you don't go out of your right mind. Oh, what'd you say, Larry?
Never mind.
No, okay. He's disregards.
Well, on a serious note, I want to encourage our veterans, if they're continuing to have issues with maybe PTSD, loneliness, you've been through a divorce, your kids aren't doing well, your grandchildren, you're just suffering.
Just not knowing how to interact with your family.
There are available resources, and I encourage all of us to reach out if we're not doing so and if we are continuing to do that. I mean, you know, we paid the price, and so you should get the service, and we shouldn't have happening to that veteran out in California, that former Marine, apparently had PTSD. I mean, just to walk into a nightclub, a bar, and just kill all these university kids. I mean, where is safe? You know, I just don't understand it. It happens everywhere.
Well, like you said, Dr. Danforth, the resources are out there. The Veterans Affairs. My dad used to participate in a lot of those programs, the counseling to help him with the PTSD that he was diagnosed with. And so it did help him. I did see that over the years his drinking was not as heavy, but he still had things that he had to deal with, and even socially, he dealt with some of that social isolation for years.
Well, I can attest to the fact that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, amen, I wouldn't be sitting here today.
All right,
certainly in my right mind.
We need the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
All right, and it's also, I just wanted to highlight, remember that it is Diabetes Awareness Month. And we kicked it off with our event on First Thursday, the first of this month. And so we just have to remember moderation. If you're going out and hitting all these restaurants for freebies and discounts, just remember to eat healthy and to exercise, and so that we can maintain our diabetes, or even just prevent from getting diabetes.
Well, it helps you to cope with all of the bad stuff that's going on. If you're healthy.
Yes.
You can really get depressed if you're not healthy listening to all that's going on.
Right, Steve?
Absolutely. Exercise helps.
Absolutely. Yeah. And John and Doc, I want to thank both of you and the Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville for a great event. The present city council was there and proclaiming November as Diabetes Awareness and Education Month. And, thanks to Praise 107.9 FM, Mr. Hoot, and the Salem Center for hosting the event.
And Jim Love also.
And Jim Love is always there in our corner and always support us. And we appreciate him and Joyce, District 1 Council Member Joyce Morgan, for all of her support, throughout the year. So thank you all. And it was a great event. We look forward to doing some more things around diabetes in the future. And hope that folks learn something from the summit. I know Jarman pointed out moderation. And that's one of the key components that came out of the meeting. You can have some of the things and enjoy some of the foods and things that you do, but do it in moderation, and most of all, exercise.
And let's get some moderation out of D.C., out of Washington.
Good luck. Moderation. Well, I'm going to take this opportunity. It still is the Entrepreneur Corner, so I'm just going to give a shout out to Harvest Intervention Services, and on the lines of just talking about